You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Sulkowski. A long weekend of concerts commemorating the 50th anniversary of Woodstock started Thursday at Bethel Woods, the original site of the 1969 event. WAER's Chris Bolt is there during the four-day-long celebration.
A crowd of about 5,000 people wanted to recapture the feeling or relive memories at the home of Woodstock Thursday. Bethel Woods hosted the opening of a weekend of 50th anniversary concerts with Arlo Guthrie performing on the exact date he played back in 1969. He wasn't able to play in the exact place, though, but was just up the hill.
We are happy to be somewhere near it and to celebrate the fact that we're still here. Still singing, still playing, still going to shows and enjoying ourselves. Kept the spirit alive for a long time. And so here we are, and just trying to celebrate that.
The moonlight held her breast as she easily undressed in my darkest hour.
There was no shortage of people reminiscing and plenty of tie-dye. Don DiOrio of New Jersey remembers coming to the original festival on a whim with a six-pack, a can of tuna, and some Wonder Bread to see what was going on. He was most impressed by these memories.
I didn't know half of the people who were before me. However, I'd say it's three groups. The Who, which that was incredible in the morning. Jefferson Airplane in the morning, Sunday morning. And then Saturday night, Sly and the Family Stone just blew this mountain off the top of the earth, I'm telling you.
I also caught up with Jim Shelley looking out over the field that held, by some estimates, 500,000 people at various times.
Right around there we sat. And we waited. And the first band on, as everybody knows, was Quill. Nobody knows that. Nobody has ever heard of Quill before or since.
He also remembers one highlight being The Who playing most of Tommy, watching the sun come up as music continued through the night, then Joe Cocker performed. But one band truly became his surprise memory.
Another band that nobody had ever heard of came on, and neither Tony or I had ever heard of music like that before. It was rock and roll, electric guitar in the front, but a lot of percussion in the back, and nobody else basically had ever heard that kind of rock and roll before. And it was Santana. And after Santana played, 500,000 people stood up and gave a standing ovation. And if you've ever been in the middle, if you ever are in the middle of a 500,000 person standing ovation, it is a physical event. The air is moving.
Also in the crowd was someone who says she was a frightened young performer at the first Woodstock. Melanie remembers a crowd of hundreds of thousands holding candles and lighters to ward off rain, a moment that made its way into song.
And after the show, I had written the anthemic part of Candles in the Rain. But just that experience of being in front of those people, the candlelight was coming toward me, you know? It was just this flow of humanity. And I knew that I had been taking part in something that was going to be immortal.
Bethel Woods now has a modern performance center, museum, amphitheater, and landscape grounds. But they've tried to keep intact iconic areas, such as the hill where the crowds gathered, listened to music, sometimes slid in the mud, and took it all in on what was then a piece of farmland. The golden anniversary continues tonight with original festival band Blood, Sweat, and Tears, though no original band members are there, and Ringo Starr performs. Tomorrow is headlined by Carlos Santana and Sunday John Fogerty, both of whom did play as much less famous stars at the first Woodstock. Reporting from Bethel Woods, New York, Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.